that prayer is totally focused to the one Jesus in chapter 5 of Matthew introduces as the one seated on the throne. Do you remember everything about him? It says that he knows what you pray in secret, and he knows what you pray before you pray it, and he rewards you openly for what you do, you know, privately and secretly for him. And he is the one that knows what you need before you ask for it, but you should still ask for it. See, that's the Father on the throne that is huge, that he's saying at the end, I want you convinced. I already taught that in my earthly ministry. Now I've ascended to heaven, and I'm unfolding my plan, and I want you to know, as the world disintegrates, that I'm still seated on the throne. You remember the three-part outline? It's in verse 9 of chapter 1. And that outline tells us this, that God wants John encouraged. Remember, we watched the dissolution of the Jewish people in the temple and everything else and all the other apostles. He wants us challenged to stay healthy and to focus on what we're supposed to be doing. And I have to say, if you look at Facebook, you think that most Christians are supposed to be virologists and politicians and cultural whatever. By the way, none of those three things I just mentioned are what he left us to do. And it's really sad how distracted the church always seems to get. And he wants us to be spiritually healthy. And we're going to talk about that in just a minute, how to be that way. And he wants us convinced that God keeps his word. Remember, we pray to him seated on the throne. God operates according to those attributes. He is eternally rewarding those who obediently serve him. Even if no one sees it, that's part of the Father on the throne thing. He says, I know what you pray in secret. I know what you think in secret. I know your motivations, even though no one else does. And I'm going to reward you. And most rewards that people get on earth are not going to have any bearing in heaven. Because remember what Jesus said? They have their reward. All the applause, all the fanfare. He said that negates the eternal. And so that's why so much of what we do is supposed to be done in secret. And that's the problem with social media. Social media is self-promotion. And so we have to be very cautious. Now, there's nothing wrong with reporting what God does. In Acts 14, when Paul came back from the ministry, he said, I want you to see all that God has done through me. There's nothing wrong with the me part. As long as it starts with God, like you heard in the first hour, has done, only he can do it, but he uses people. And it's good. It encourages others.